do we come to a stage where we don't need to create an obstacle in the flow of the desires towards some worldly objects?
Yes.
It comes by purification. Say, for example, some of us may have been eating meat earlier. Just one example now. But if you start practicing bhakti regularly, then by the practice of bhakti, there are many higher tastes we get, but prasad is one of the most accessible forms of higher taste. So, very few devotees actually feel tempted by meat or fall back to meat. By other regulative principles, one may have difficulty. But meat is not something which we are attracted to. Even if we might have been very strongly attracted to it, if you keep practicing bhakti for a few years, you know, if somebody, we are traveling in a flight and somebody else is eating meat, you look at it and, okay, you don't even notice it actually. So what has happened over there is, the desire was there earlier, but the desire itself is gone now. So when the desire is gone, that means I don't have to create an obstacle. So if we look at our life, we will find that there are areas in which bhakti has purified us, but the desire itself is not there now. Now in other areas, also bhakti is purifying us, but sometimes the desires may not go away for multiple reasons. One reason could be that the original desire itself is very deep rooted. And then the momentum itself is very strong. See, even if a plane, it is flying in the sky and then it comes down, taxis to the ground. And then afterwards, you know, even if they switch off the engine also, the plane doesn't stop immediately. Because the momentum has been so much, the plane keeps moving on the ground for a long time before it comes to a stop. So like that, sometimes the momentum of our past desires may be so strong that even when we don't want to indulge in it, still it goes in that direction. That's one reason, because of the deep-rootedness of the desire and the great momentum of those desires, some of those desires may keep going on. Another reason could be that we keep indulging. It's like, say, if I have a rash on my body and I scratch the itch, it's going to get worse. If I decide I won't scratch it and I apply an ointment, it'll get cured. But sometimes what happens with some desires, you know, in public we apply the ointment, in private we scratch. Then what happens? Then it really, the rash doesn't go away. So like that, sometimes some desires we profess to give them up, but we keep indulging in them. So we don't have to be too worried about these things. No, it's not, bad thoughts don't make us a bad person. It's bad actions do. And even, you know, we don't have to, I would say in general, bhakti, we didn't have to worry too much about the desires which we have to give up. It's much more important to focus on the desires that we can take up in the service of Krishna. And because if we focus too much on trying to battle against temptation, it's always a draining and a negative process. I have to give this up. And there is no nourishment that comes by thinking I have to give this up. The nourishment comes by connecting with Krishna. So you just focus on connecting with Krishna, gradually you become purified, the higher taste of bhakti will come, and then just as some of our desires, now we don't even feel the desire, like that it will happen for other things also. Okay? Thank you. Okay, yes, Mataji.